This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to hold on to that vision God has put on your heart. And recently, we talked about what's possible when we shift our thoughts and words. And so today, I want you to know that each day, you are moving closer and closer to the fulfillment of the vision God has given you. And when I turn to the scriptures, I recall the prophet Isaiah's account of Jesus's crucifixion. Now, during the days of Isaiah, Christ had not even been born yet. But Isaiah wrote with great detail and accuracy a riveting account of his death. It reads as if he had been standing on Calvary that day, witnessing the events in person. So I can only imagine that if he shared his vision with anyone else during that time, they may have thought Christ was coming in the next few months, or maybe even the next few years, or at least in their lifetime. But we know that Christ would not arrive for several hundred more years. So sometimes we can fall into that trap of placing timelines on our visions. And when things fall into place, we feel closer. And when they don't line up, we can feel further and further away. But this is our limited perspective on things. Isaiah's writings inspire me because the account he gave was accurate, and it did occur. It just happened on God's schedule. So if God has given you a vision, know that it will come to pass, and hold on to these words when you begin to doubt. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Habakkuk 2:3. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember, in His time,